And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to you right around the country. Thanks for joining us for the next 60 minutes. We hope you can stick around for this, the Sunday morning edition of House of Wellness, dedicated to your health and well-being. We're beaming into Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth as well. Nice to have your company. It's Ed Phillips, joined by the lovely Zoe Bingley-Pullen, nutritionist and healthy chef. Hi, ZBP.
And happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
Yes.
And we should extend this to a fellow
Absolutely.
Father. Indeed, the godfather of pharmacy, Gerald Quigley. Hello.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Zoe. And double banger for me today, father and grandfather.
Yeah.
I think you should have a separate Grandfather's Day.
Certainly.
I'm pushing
yeah,
for
I
that.
I agree with that.
How did you wangle in on Father's Day with grandfather?
Well, I've written to ScoMo and I'm still waiting for a reply.
Did your three lovely daughters extend their happy Father's Day wishes already? Or is it too
Yes,
early?
And meeting at lunch today.
Great.
So
That's
it will be a catch-up of the clan today and looking forward to it very much.
And my little fellas, 8 and 12, woke me up to a scavenger hunt this morning of clues.
Oh.
And at each sort of little discovery point was a party popper, which I had to pop at 6 a.m.
Yes, exactly
scare
what
the
want.
Animals. I got this little bag with a Happy Father's Day face on
magnificent.
It.
Magnificent.
And this lovely yummy lollipop that says, I love Dad, a chocolate one.
How about that?
And you know when the kids at school do their little, you know, Father's Day and Mother's Day preps? I had some filled in by my 8-year-old, some of these sort of surveys. Dad, I really appreciate you. My dad is as nice as, and he's filled in the word, chocolate. Then my dad is as funny as a comedian, he's filled in.
Yeah, nice.
A little man
That's
with a
just
microphone.
Logical.
Then it gets worse. My dad smells like, and he's written, sweat. My dad sings like a crow.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's fair. Good call.
Right, that was better than that.
I haven't actually ever heard you sing.
My dad's hair is like straw. and it gets worse. Anyway, but it's just lovely
it's
when
the
they...
thought that counts, isn't that superb?
It
Even
is.
Philippa gave me a card this morning when I woke up very early to, to head in here, and it has a photograph on the front of a gorilla smoking a cigar.
Is that saying
saying it's like, you know, the finest of this, the finest of this, the finest of this. You open it up and it says the finest choice of women. So it was a boom, boom.
Win-win.
We did the customary handmade card, of course. And Emily asked me the question. She goes, Mummy, what do you think I should give Daddy? A mini desk or a back scratcher? And I was like, definitely the mini desk.
Okay, fantastic.
Only because I don't know actually what that is.
You can't beat a good back scratcher, though.
That is true. Now, I'm turning to you for advice because my kids have baked a cake. It's chocolate. It is covered in about 4 inches of icing and so on. It's not going to be particularly nutritious and delicious. So I need to counter that with one of your creations today.
That's probably a good idea. Well, I'm going to do something light and fragrant. It's a rum and soup, which is perfect for that in-between kind of weather because it's, you know, Sydney right now stopped raining. So it's light, delicious, and I think it's a real winner for Father's Day.
Delicious. We'll chat about getting healthy and staying that way too. Obesity expert Dr. Nick Fuller will join us a little bit later with some timely tips. And first of spring, first day of September today, it kicks off Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And our first guest next up is going to be Professor Jeff Dunn, mighty CEO of Prostate Cancer Foundation Australia. He's got some timely tips on what we men can do about our important health awareness for this coming month. Also, all our callers who'll get to air across the course of the next hour or so on 131 873 get themselves in the draw for a $100 gift voucher to spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. Go and spend it on Dad, even a day or a week late.
Or granddad.
You're unbelievable. You're going to feature something in our A to Z of vitamins
today. We're going to be talking about oyster meat and its content of zinc and selenium and the benefits of that in prostate health.
Very timely. Okay, plenty coming up. We'll get to your calls in a little bit, but first up we'll get to our very important first guest. The professor will join us. Jeff Dunn, CEO of Prostate Cancer Foundation Australia, is next. First up here on the House of Wellness. advice.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Father's Day, treat Dad to Giorgio Armani Acqua di Gio from Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Now, of course, we love a healthy superhero here on House of Wellness. BioGlan Bone Broth makes caring for skin as easy as making a cup of tea. BioGlan Bone Broth helps maximise collagen intake and also boost the collagen goodness in our bodies. Will you be a hero and get BioGlan Bone Broth? It's at Chemist Warehouse for just $17.49. With 1.3 grams of collagen per serve, it's as easy as making a cup of tea. BioGlan are, of course, proud sponsors of Nutritious to Delicious, and you can find their fantastic recipes under the Eat tab, which is on our House of Wellness website, houseofwellness.com.au. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Always nice to spend Sunday mornings with you right around the country. Now, every year, 1.3 million men worldwide are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Indeed, Australia has one of the highest incidence rates internationally. One in every seven Aussie men are likely to be diagnosed during their lifetime. Now, while survival rates for prostate cancer are quite high, over 95% of men survive for at least 5 years, there are over 200,000 Australian men currently living with a previous diagnosis. It's a serious health issue topic and it needs more media attention and public awareness. And joining us on the line, we're really happy to have with us Professor Jeff Dunn, AO and CEO of Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia. Thanks for being with us, Professor.
Yes, good morning. It's my pleasure.
Good morning, Jeff. I was at a party last night and I don't know, your name came up and I raised it. And suddenly, suddenly the discussion focused on prostate awareness. And what puzzled me was the blokes went quiet, but the ladies got involved in the discussion. And I thought that was hysterical. Now, Jeff, at what age should we be seriously looking at regular prostate checks?
Okay, so, you know, the current National Health and Medical Research guidelines are quite clear in this. So for a man at average risk, you know, we should be starting to talk to our general practitioners about our prostate health at age 50 and above. If you've got a family history, it's important to start talking to your family doctor from 40 years and above. And, of course, always, if you have symptoms, you know, if you have pain or bleeding or you have to get up, you know, far too many times during the night, it's always important to talk to your general practitioner at those times as well.
Professor Dunn, it's quite a hard thing for some men to kind of come to terms with that. A, there could be something wrong with them, but having tests done, I think the evolution of tests is so fantastic because it's not as invasive, it's not as embarrassing. There's a new PSA test coming out. Why do we need these guys? Like, why do we need to actually these guidelines to explain how to use these tests?
Well, sure. And look, just to pick up those opening comments, you know, first of all, you know, prostate cancer is a public health issue. Mm-hmm. You know, this year there'll be 20,000 new men diagnosed, and we have to get these messages out there as soon as possible. Now, part of how we deal with this is a PSA test, which stands for prostate-specific antigen test, which is a simple blood test. And we've had this for 20 years ago. The issue is that the PSA test does not diagnose prostate cancer. It tells us that something may be there,
right,
it may not be there. So it's important that when men go for a PSA test, they talk. Well, first of all, they need to talk to their doctor because there are some risks associated with a PSA test in the sense that it doesn't actually tell you you've got a prostate cancer that's going to be harmful over time. So if you find a cancer and you treat it, you know, we want to make sure that you treat the cancers that need to be treated and leave the ones alone that aren't going to do you any harm. And that's the issue about this new test guide. What it does do is take men through a very simple set of questions. It talks them through, takes them through step by step, so they better understand the test, they better understand the potential benefits, the potential harms, and they're in a better place to make it an informed decision in conjunction with their general practitioner. And I think that's the importance of this test. I can also point out one of the things that, you know, things about decisional regret, these sorts of things that men face sometimes after a diagnosis, you know, they can be a challenge. So this test guide to help walk men through this decision will be very useful in the future. And I can say, too, that the guide we're launching tomorrow, we thought Father's Day would be a terrific day to give you a preview on the wellness panel.
Yes.
But it's being officially launched tomorrow. We tested that with almost 4,000 Australian men, and, mm-hmm. and they found it helpful in making a decision.
Well, and it's brilliant. Now, Jeff, what about the older blokes? Say for a young chap like me that's slightly on the other side of 50.
Yes, indeed, you are a young man.
Yes. How important is it to have, again, roots, which I do, by the way, but how important it is for, say, a 65, 70-year-old listening this morning, sitting back, being served breakfast in bed, thinking, maybe I need to do something about this. How important is it?
Listen, it's important for men 50. Once again, these are men who are at average risk, not with a family history, but from 50 to 69, yes. To talk to their general practitioner and have a test every 2 years. And, okay. of course, if there are changes, then they'll get some further investigation. Sure. For men 70 and up, then it's really a matter of talking, once again, with their general practitioner about okay. the benefits of having a test and making mm-hmm. a choice.
And obviously,
the evidence... Yep, sorry. Yep.
No. So obviously it's all about the dialogue and getting this conversation happening. When, for example, if someone does get diagnosed with prostate cancer, you know, how do they find support? Because that builds confidence in the next decision of what they do next.
Well, exactly right. So, I mean, well, first of all, they can certainly call Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia on our line, on our mm-hmm. number. Mm-hmm. If I could give that a plug, it's 1-800-220-0099 if you've got a call, if you've got any queries or would like to talk to us. The other thing, you know, like around the country, for example, the Prostate Cancer Foundation Australia, we have 150 support groups that people can come along to and join up with or talk with other men. And I can assure you that, you know, one of the preferred sources of support for men diagnosed with prostate cancer is actually talking to other men who have had that same experience.
That's so true.
And learning. And learning from them. And I think, you know, so feel free, please, to give us a call on that number or to visit the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia website. And we can assist with connections with support groups. We have an online community. We have people who can provide, you know, information over the phone. And we can also provide resources to send out to you. It is important to reach out.
Yes.
Because I think you mentioned earlier, our survival rates in this country are some of the best in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, they're 95%. And that's just terrific. I mean, we'd love it to be 100%, of course, mm-hmm. but they're 95%. And what that does mean, though, is we're getting more and more men who are living with this disease for, you know, decades because we're getting so good at treating it. And I think our issue is that sometimes with prostate cancer, there are ongoing side effects.
Yes.
They can be physical, like incontinence or impotence or pain or problems with bowel movements, and they can be certainly... psychological in terms of distress and coping, and psychosexual, because there are intimacy issues that can, you know, that can emerge as a consequence of this. So
sure.
we're committed to making sure that men not only live longer after diagnosis of prostate cancer, but live well. And that's a real focus for us.
That's
as
great.
Well.
Professor,
and once again,
yep.
it's let's shout out to the families, to the sure. partners and the wives and the family members, because prostate cancer is a disease that, while it affects a man individually, it does have an impact on relationships and family members and wives, partners and families as well.
Sure.
We really appreciate your time this morning, Professor. So nice to have you join us on the House of Wellness. Thank you for your time.
Good luck.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Happy Father's Day to all your listeners out there.
It is Father's Day. It's the first of spring and it kicks off Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. The website that we're alluding to is simply PCFA, as in Prostate Cancer Foundation Australia, pcfa.org.au. We'll have links to that on our website as well. And the number that Professor mentioned also, 1-800-220-0099, if you'd like to find out a little bit more. We'll remind you of that a little bit later on in the show. Let's take a break. More of your calls coming up as well here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Father's Day, treat Dad to Giorgio Armani Acqua Di Gio from Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Oh yeah, it's Father's Day. Don't forget us dads. Now, from baby formula, laundry powder, shampoo, wipes, dishwashing liquid, you name it, whatever takes your fancy, at Chemist Warehouse, it's now even easier to get it. Chemist Warehouse is making shopping more convenient with its new click and collect service. You can visit chemistwarehouse.com.au, click to order items, and within 4 hours, it's ready to be picked up. Last minute Father's Day presents, perhaps. It's quick and easy, and best of all, it's free. Click and collect. Try it today at selected stores. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And right across Australia, there is one phone number to reach us, 131 873. Our experts are here, Gerald Quigley, along with Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And let's grab some now. Jeff standing by in Cowra, first cab off the rank. Morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking my call. I've been diagnosed with globus, and they said the remedy is Valium, and I'm certainly not going to take Valium. But I was wondering whether there's some natural product that can help in sort of dealing with this.
There's a number of things, Jeff. And just before we move away from the benzodiazepines, Valium, they do play a role in helping to settle brain function, to put you in a more relaxed frame of mind, which is what, and I can't say one's as good as the other, but if you look at a combination of magnesium and sleep-inducing or relaxing herbs, there's a string of them, passion flower, Ziziphus, hops, there's a number of things, and there's also a variety of brands, Aussie brands available. And if you wanted to give them a crack for a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, you most certainly can. But don't, if you're backed into a corner and you don't have any other option, use the low-dose diazepam, and you'll find one, hopefully, once things settle, you will be able to withdraw them under the guidance of your doctor. And I hope that's sufficient information to reassure you.
You know, they're absolutely terrible. I ran a business for, you know, a large business for all my life, and my mind just doesn't know how to stop.
Yes, and that can come back and bite you because you need quality sleep, and that's where magnesium and those herbs. And I've seen really, really quite amazing results from people who find that they go to sleep and wake up, and that's when it all starts.
And don't
think about it.
And don't discount looking at the bigger picture. Obviously, you know, the issue is at night time, but you need to look at your entire day. Look at your diet. Look at what stimulants you're having. Look at the support your adrenal glands might need. Maybe taking a B complex or B6 or B12 might actually help to support your adrenal glands, therefore making you calmer throughout the day, and hopefully choosing a really healthy, nutrient-dense food, reduce the sugar, reduce the caffeine, and just even caffeine nowhere past 12 o'clock, and just see if that at least helps to calm the body down.
Yes, some trials you can do across the day. Jeff, best of luck. Thank you for your call. We've got a stack standing by, so we'll try and power through. Bill is in Moreton Bay. Good morning to you, Bill. It's the House of Wellness.
Hi, Bill. We are standing by
for you.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for taking my call. I am getting this macular degeneration.
Yes.
And my eyesight, I had to stop driving about 9 months ago, of course, because of it. And I wondered if there was any magic herbs that might be able to sort of repair my macula or stop the deterioration.
Bill, what we do with age-related macular degeneration is focus on prevention of it getting worse. And there were some formulations put together years ago by the Macular Foundation, and they are available from your pharmacy, and these essentially are the bioflavonoids and the polyphenols to help eye function combined with the minerals. So have a look in your pharmacy, get your pharmacist involved. There are specific formulations which interrupt the progression. And in the meantime, lots of brightly coloured food, things like Zoe, anything. And the more often you have them during the day, the better.
Any of those stuff, you know, beetroot juice throughout the day. Make sure you're also getting your big anti-inflammatories and all those good fats. Less of the hydrogenated fats as well.
Thank you for your call, Bill. Good luck. You're in the draw for our $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse, as all our callers are across the hour here. That was the chirpiest Bill of Moreton Bay. Now we've got Bill in Mount Martha coming to you. Hello, Bill.
Good morning. How are we, team?
We're well, Bill. How
Very
can we
well,
help
thank you?
You?
Just wanted to briefly tell you my little story. 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, Gleason 9.
Yes.
The treatments on offer in Australia were high-dose brachytherapy and high-dose external radiation or radical prostatectomy. Mm-hmm. My darling wife found a wonderful treatment available overseas, not yet available in Australia, called proton therapy.
Yes. Interesting.
We investigated. I'd actually studied atomic and nuclear physics at the military college, and I was able to understand the reports. The Americans did a 15-year review from 1990 to 2005 of all treatments in North America for prostate cancer. And the one that showed the least recurrence of cancer and the smallest side effects was proton therapy.
Mm.
My PSA is 0.22. It hasn't moved for 2 years, and it's likely to go maybe to one if I get to 85 or 90.
Wow.
They are trying to set up a centre in Australia, but there was some seed funding put up the budget before last by the federal government for Adelaide, but it hasn't come through. There are about 60 centres around the world.
The difficulty,
Bill, for other cancers, cervical, cancer in the spine, some breast cancers, cancer of the throat, cancer behind the eye, and the one that blew us away is paediatric brain tumours.
Mm.
The difficulty, Bill, in all of this is that the system works incredibly slowly because of, and it's very risk averse. And I always get puzzled, as you are, about things that are successfully used overseas and trialled enormously that suddenly have to go through that whole procedure here in Australia, much to the disadvantage of the person who's seeking as many options as possible. So let's hope over time that those who make decisions like this will look at proton therapy, consider all the options, and use the research overseas to be reassured that it's going to work on we Australians, because I can't see much difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah, brilliant, Bill.
Yeah, thank you. Bill.
September 1, it kicks off Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, all this month. And as the good Professor Jeff Dunn mentioned before, the website for more info, pcfa.org.au, and the number that they've got there for the Prostate Cancer Foundation is 1-800-220-0099. All right, with men's health top of mind, let's go to your A to Z of vitamins this week, Gerald, and something that might assist.
Two minerals, Ed, that's important for we chaps. One is zinc and the other is selenium. And as Zoe sometimes mentions, our soil content of these minerals is getting less and less and less as time goes by. So back many, many, many years ago, we could rely on sufficient levels coming from our food. We can't these days. So for issues of fertility, for prostate health, and for general men's vitality, the combination of zinc and selenium is ideal. And there are oyster meat products available that will make that a brilliant combination in a capsule form to address any insufficiencies of zinc and selenium.
Is it Kilpatrick? Or
No, that's on St. Patrick's Day, but at any other time. But the difficulty is that you've got to eat, and I know you do, you've got to eat a lot of oysters to really get your content up. So using it in supplement form is probably another option for you.
And just a silly question, does it have a fishy smell or taste?
No, it doesn't.
No, okay,
it doesn't. And it's just a one-a-day capsule that gives you the support. And I think fertility levels, as we often chat about, Zoe, they're dropping in Australia. So from a sperm health motility structure perspective, good combination.
All right. Excellent info today. The A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Go Healthy Oyster Zinc. It's New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, and it's now available in Australia as well. 131-873 is our number here at the House of Wellness. Jerry, we're coming to you this morning in Kalinga. Hi, Jerry.
It's Derry.
Sorry, my apologies. How are you?
That's all right. I've lived with that all my life. Everyone gets it wrong.
We've got typos in front of us. We're doing our best.
How can we help you, Derry?
I want to have a talk to Gerald.
Sure.
I've had pancreatitis since my 30s, and I'm 77. And the usual treatment is sort of nothing, stop eating and all the rest of it until it all goes away. And I used to be in hospital on pepidine, which was wonderful. But pepidine you can't get now, but they just give you painkillers for it when it gets really bad, and you just have to sort of sweat it out. My doctor has had me on Somac. Morning and night, right, to stop reflux and what have you, and I try and watch my diet.
Yeah.
But has that been, I just went back together.
Has that been helping, Derry?
Yeah, it does.
Good.
I maybe get one or two a year now.
Okay, oh, that's good. But the rules have changed now, so they're not as easy to get anymore, are they?
That's what I was ringing up about. Yeah, I went to get a script last week, and the doctor can't give me a double script now on the NHS.
What he needs to do, there's always a provision, Derry, because you'll go through them more rapidly. There's a provision he can ring and ask for permission to prescribe you a larger quantity. And
That's what he has done up till now.
Yes.
And he said that's just changed. He can give me a double script, but I have to pay full price. He can only give me a 1 month.
Doesn't make sense. He needs to pursue it for you, and I'm sure there'll be a way around it. And another little hint, there is a herb called slippery elm, which what it does is coat the lining of the tummy and will help you, especially, Derry, if you're out somewhere and you're getting foods that you know might upset you and you have no control over whether, without being rude, whether you eat them or not. So slippery elm has no other function other than to coat and protect your gut lining from high acid levels. So that might back up the SOMAC as well. But produce, just go and pursue that extended quantity again.
Wishing you the best in health, Derry. Thanks for your call. We're here to help you get well and stay well, live well and look fabulous at the House of Wellness. With that in mind, we're back next to chat about your health with obesity expert Dr. Nick Fuller, who joins us after this quick break.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Father's Day, treat Dad to Giorgio Armani Acqua Di Gio from Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, we love a healthy superhero here on the House of Wellness. BioGland Bone Broth makes caring for our skin as easy as making a cup of tea. BioGland Bone Broth helps maximise the collagen intake we have and boost the collagen goodness in our bodies. Will you be a hero and get BioGland Bone Broth? It's at Chemist Warehouse for just $17.49. With 1.3 grams of collagen per serve, it's as easy as making a cup of tea this morning. BioGland are, of course, proud sponsors of Nutritious Too Delicious. We've got the fabulous recipe coming up from Zoe in just a sec. You can find her fantastic recipes under the Eat tab of the House of Wellness website. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Of course, it would be fabulous to be healthy, wealthy and wise, but it's good health that really matters in the end. Obesity is on the rise, as we know, and it's a health issue that can't be ignored. Now, some men are more prone to an increase in the size of their gut as they get older, commonly referred to as the beer gut or the beer belly. So, gentlemen, here's a chance to listen up this morning, seeing it's Father's Day. We thought we'd get some tips from an expert on how to try and get healthy and stay healthy for much longer. Joining us on the line once again is a friend of the show, Dr. Nick Fuller, obesity expert at the University of Sydney. G'day, Dr. Nick.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Zoe. Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning.
How are you all?
We're terrific, Nick, and thanks for coming on. Nick, in a nutshell, Nick, for those of us being challenged with a little bit of belly fat, which my GP accused me of the other day, which I was quite taken aback. In simple form, and I know you're the interval weight loss expert and you've written a book about it, where do we start?
Well, you're very right. I mean, 70% of the population are struggling with their weight. We all know the stats. And the men that we're seeing in our hospital clinics, unfortunately, we're the ones that are very stubborn about our health, and we don't do anything until we have a health scare or a serious health scare. So, I mean, female women, they're very good at doing something. They're proactively doing something about their weight, not necessarily the right things all the time because they're buying into the dieting industry. But look, you need to get on top of it before something serious happens, because there is a heart attack happening every, you know, six minutes. So, yeah, there are a lot of practical tips we can give dads on this Father's Day.
Nick, I always remember you and I having this chat about how we actually change our habits. And I think one of the things you said to me, it takes a period of at least 6 months to really change the neurology and the, you know, the annoying habits that we have about how we eat. I mean, what are some of the things that we can, some obvious things we can do to change the habits? Because we know all the good foods. We know we shouldn't be eating processed food. We know we shouldn't be drinking too much alcohol. But for the majority of the people out there, they are doing this. So how do we get down to that nitty-gritty habit-changing stuff? What can we do?
Yeah, it's a very good question. So our science at the University of Sydney is basically saying you need 66 days to change a habit, and it doesn't happen overnight. So we typically sign up for 4-6 week programs, and that's why we're not actually instigating real life change, because it takes more than 2 months to see that change or see those habits change. So, you know, one simple thing that we get people to do is just find one habit, one bad habit that you know doesn't align with a healthy lifestyle. It might be the evening TV viewing, where you're emotional and comfort eating when you get home from your day's work or your stressful day running around with the kids. I mean, you just have to replace that habit with another habit that's positive and healthy and aligns with it, with a better lifestyle. So find something constructive to engage with. You don't have to always do that, but saying no to that bad habit on the majority of the time, say 2 out of 3, will then lead to that change in that brain firing, the chemicals firing, and it will lead to, you know, long-term change. But you need more than 66 days or more than 2 months to actually see that happen.
Nick, you use a phrase every now and again called no blue light after twilight, which sounds way out there. What does that mean?
Yeah, it does. It's one of these principles of the interval weight loss plan that you were referring to. It's basically saying, look, the evening times, the afternoon times, they're the most challenging for us, especially in the Australian lifestyle culture. We get home, we sort of flop down on the couch and we can't wait to reach for the snacks and potentially the alcohol that goes with it. No blue light after twilight means, look, if there's one habit that you want to focus on, get away from your phone, get away from your technology. As soon as, you know, you get home, you don't need to be in front of all those devices all the time, and especially your bedroom. Take them away from there and give yourself every possible chance of getting a better quality sleep and a better, or maybe even more duration in terms of sleep as well. Yes. Because blue light, which is emitted from all of these technological devices, are actually disturbing our circadian rhythm, and it's basically telling you that it's daytime instead of nighttime, so you're not going to be able to get that good quality sleep.
There was a really interesting article that the UN released recently talking about the impact of, you know, as the volume of food that we eat and the environment. Do you think for some of us, if we could look at sometimes we just can't focus on ourselves. So if we were looking at it from maybe from an environmental point of view, do you think that would motivate people?
Yeah, this is another, I guess, important thing that we teach with patients too, about the environment and trying to embrace the modern day environment. And we just tell them one simple phrase, and that's reach for nature first. Because we go back to the brain and the important research you're talking about there and how we can change that chemistry over time. If you think about it, in the modern day environment, we're loaded and I guess there's a huge availability of processed and packaged foods. They trigger these feel-good chemicals in the brain every time we eat them, which is this pleasure chemical called dopamine. But you actually get that same feel-good response from nature's treats. So instead of reaching for the, you know, the processed sweets, you can get the same pleasure from something found in its natural environment, like the fruit. Instead of something fatty, you can get it from your nuts and your seeds. So I guess what you've got to think of is you've got to keep reaching back for nature's treats, because you're going to get the same feel-good response in the brain.
One of the things I love about you, Dr. Nick, and there's many, is that you practice what you preach. You're a running machine. Lean and mean. But for those who aren't in your sort of physical prowess stratosphere, tell us, give us the 30-second pitch, the elevator pitch for interval weight loss, because it's one of these great things that people can apply and work into their lifestyles rather easily.
Yeah, I mean, for more information, obviously, they can go to intervalweightloss.com.au. But look, don't go and buy into the dieting industry, because we know we can get a quick fix. We know we can get a quick result on the scale and you lose weight, but you do end up putting it back on because your body will fight it. Instead of doing that, weigh yourself once a week. Don't do it more than that and look at the trend over time. You're allowed to lose 2 kilos in a month, but in the second month or every second month, you have to impose a break. You've got to maintain your weight. Let your body adjust to its new weight and let it welcome the weight, because if you do that, you will lose weight and, importantly, keep it off.
Fantastic. Get well, stay well, live well, and as a consequence, probably look fabulous as well, which is what we're all about here at the House of Wellness. Intervalweightloss.com.au is the good doctor's portal there, so check that out. Great to chat to you as always, my friend.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, you likewise.
Thanks, Nick.
Happy Father's Day.
Thanks, mate. Dr. Nick Fuller there, obesity expert at the University of Sydney. We should do cook up something super healthy, and you've got that in mind now with your nutritious to delicious creation this Sunday.
I do indeed. Well, this is an easy ramen noodle soup with a miso roasted pork. It is delicious and just comforting, and the miso is nourishing. So what we do is we marinate the pork to begin with, which we know is a very lean meat. If you're vegetarian, vegan, you can use tofu, you could use beans, and you could use the same marinade, which is miso, mirin and soy. And to make the soup base, I'm going to use the Biogone collagen powder, which I think is a great alternative to making a stock yourself. It's got a beautiful flavour to it. I add a little bit of my ramen noodles, some fresh ginger, some mirin and tamari soy. But when you're making a ramen, it's very much a visual food. I love the way they put it together, because they'll put the broth, they'll put the noodles, and then they layer it with all these other things. So they've got the sliced pork, they've got the beautiful seaweed that might come into it, some egg, and you can also put a little bit of chili and some toasted sesame seeds.
The thing is, every mouthful is kind of different depending on where you dive into the bowl, right?
Yeah, because you don't want to mix it all up.
Mix it up and
surprise every time.
Absolutely. It's like a little box of chocolates.
So you
isn't
and
it?
I eat the same way.
Let's have a look at our website, houseofwellness.com.au. You can reach Gerald that way. There's an Ask tab. There's some highlights from the TV show and radio show as well. And all Zoe's delicious and nutritious recipes are there. There's an Eat tab. Just click on that and you'll find out more. Let's take a little break. We're going to find out what's coming up on the TV show as well when the House of Wellness returns.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Father's Day, treat Dad to Giorgio Armani Acqua Di Gio from Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Great to have your company Sunday mornings. As always, we've got a bank up of calls. We'll try and sort out a few of those right now. We've got Beverly standing by in Carrum Downs with problems with her hip bursa, and also Gwen in Vaucluse who's been diagnosed with sciatica pain. Is there suggestions for both those ladies, Gerald?
Yes, we have. Beverly, the specific nutrient for you is called MSM. It's three letters, M for Mary, S for Sam, M for Mary. Comes in powder form. You take a half a teaspoonful twice a day. And you and Gwen can use these three things. Magnesium to help you get better sleep at night. Omega-3 fish oil, high content of the essential fatty acids, and readily absorbed turmeric. But with your bursa, which is very difficult to treat, Gwen, Beverly, MSM is the difference.
MSM. Okay. We beam into 6PR in WA where Sonia's listening in Swanbourne. She's got a need for some cobalt. She can't find supplies of that.
The difficult part, Sonia, and thank you for your inquiry, is it's normally added to livestock. That's where, so it's in the soil, livestock eat it, and then it's passed on to us. So perhaps you need to speak to a dietitian who can give you the best food groups that will contain the potentially highest levels of cobalt. So a dietitian for you. All right.
The House of Wellness TV version on our screens today from around midday on the channels of 7, and Luke Hines has some of the highlights coming up. It's a Father's Day special, surely, Lukey.
Absolutely is. Good morning, guys. I hope you're having a beautiful Sunday, and happy Father's Day, Gerald and Ed. I hope you're having a great morning.
Thanks,
so
buddy.
Far.
It has been brilliant. Thank you, mate.
Yeah, don't forget Grandfather's Day, Luke.
Exactly. Now, it is a huge show celebrating all things dad, but in particular, all things men. So we meet a support group called 100 Words. And that's a really great message because often when we ask each other, how are you? It's very kind of classic Aussie to say, yeah, good, mate. But what we want to do is try to create a conversation where it's more than 100 words. So rather than just saying, how are you? Yeah, good, thanks. Let's really delve deeper to support men's mental health. And then we talk about prostate cancer, which is a very important topic. We brush up on all things facial hair, and the gorgeous Zoe cooks a beautiful spicy ramen. Guys, yes. It is a jam-packed show.
All righty, looking forward to the facial hair segment too. It's going to be interesting. The goatee, do we do the hitman, do we do the lion?
Full bushranger beard for you, Ed, I reckon.
Right. Looking forward to that, mate. Thank you. We'll chat to you next week. Our $100 gift voucher has to be awarded, though, for this Father's Day special.
Yes, that goes to Derry, not because we called him by the wrong name, but Derry was expressing an issue where there are changes in prescription medications that you've got to discuss with your doctor. Derry, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Well done.
All righty, have a healthy and happy Father's Day, Sunday, rest of your weekend. Zoe, thanks for being with
us
as always.
Thank you, and happy Father's Day, everyone.
Thanks, GQ.
Thank you, Ed. Catch up with you soon.
Bye. Grandfather's Day to you. We'll see you next Sunday for more on the House of Wellness.